Hi everybody, this is Crypto Rich, working with you to get rich with crypto, filling our pockets with crypto profits. And in this video, I am starting off with a screenshot from the Google Play Store for the Elipal Cold Wallet Android device. Now, I am going to be doing an unboxing of the Elipal wallet, which is here. And also, there is an SD card, which you need to update the firmware, and I'm going to be showing you how to do that. I'll be doing that in this video as well. And if you order before April the 14th, you get the SD card and free shipping included in your order. So you get this for free, plus free shipping anywhere in the world, and there's a link in the description below. Before I continue, I want to let you know this is not investment advice. Do your own due diligence. Do not invest any more than you can afford to lose. And Elipal have very kindly sent me this wallet so I can try it out and do a video review of it. So let's have a look. These are some screenshots of the Android app, which I have downloaded and installed onto my Android device. It also works on iOS. And one of the things that the app has, it has price changes for the major currencies from CoinMarketCap. You can, in this column, I haven't got it here. This is a screenshot. You can click on the favorites tab. You can have a hot list tab. There's also, when you go into a particular coin, you can go into detail. So this is the chart on Binance, which I went into. And also there is this. There's a news feed to keep you up to date with news that's going on. And there's also this, which is tasks and rewards. So you will receive CC tokens, CCT, which are Elipal's in-wallet reward tokens, which you can then use for various services, I think. I'm not quite sure what. Now, I interviewed one of the team at Elipal about a week or so ago, and I'll link to that video in the description below. So please, and at the end of this video, I'll have my Elipal playlist. So please go ahead and watch that. That's fairly comprehensive. And in this one, what I am going to be doing is unboxing this. So now, if you have any comments and questions, put them in the description below. We did a giveaway on this video, and who won the giveaway? Here he is, Andy Hornet. So I picked him using a random comment picker application, and I did that in a video with Amir Ness on the following Monday. And I've written to Andy here. Andy, please get in touch with me so that I can pass on your details to Elipal and we can arrange for you to get the Elipal wallet, which you won. Now, if anybody here would like an Elipal wallet, please comment below. Yes, I would like an Elipal wallet, but there isn't a giveaway, but I would appreciate the comment anyway. All right, let's go over to and have a look at the Elipal. This is the website, affiliate link in the description below. And here is my Elipal. And what I'm going to do is use this knife to cut it open very, very carefully. Now, if you do order it, there is free shipping until April the 14th anywhere in the world, and a free SD card. But what you got to do is you got to put in the checkout free shipping. Okay, and then that qualifies you for free shipping. So you put in the text free shipping. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Now, you see these little seals here? This, and there's one here. This is very, very important. If you get an Elipal or any hardware wallet, if you order them without, that's not sealed, don't use it. Do not use it. What's likely is that somewhere along the way, it's got tampered with. They've taken the private keys. And if you start using it, there is a risk you will lose your crypto. So I'm slicing it open. And as you can see, in fact, why don't I make myself a little bit bigger, just a little bit bigger. Okay, move that over there. So you can see for yourself here. Here we go. All right, let me just turn that around and see if I can pull it off so you can see this way. Ta-da! There is the Elipal wallet. Here's this very helpful little cord that I tug. You can see what's inside. There is the instruction book and also the USB cable, which is a flattened USB cable, which I like very much. And let's take this out. Okay, here is the Eli Power wallet. It's about the size of one of the older iPhones, but much, much lighter. Here's the camera and the on switch. So let me turn that on. Okay, it's got a little bit of charge. And then what's on the screen is this. See here, to create account, recover via mnemonics, or import via private key. So let me get my mobile phone. I have clicked on create account. I've put in the account name. I've put in the password, which has to be 8 to 12 letters and numbers. No more than 12, no less than 8, a combination. And now I'm going to click on next. And then this is the mnemonic phrase. It's going to give me a 12-seed mnemonic phrase. It says, mnemonics is important for asset safety. Once lost, you will never get your account assets back. That's true. Mnemonics will not store in or export from Elipal. This is the only chance to back up. Please back up mnemonics in a safe place without cameras. Okay, so this is the only time you get to see your 12-seed phrase. So you've got to write it down and store it somewhere safely. Maybe store it a few times safe, few places safely, okay? And it says backup now. So I click on backup. And what's underneath my thumb? I've got another thumb. Okay, underneath my finger are the mnemonic phrases. And of course, I'm not going to share those and give those away publicly. And if you do manage to guess one or two, no problem. You can waste your time trying to get into them because I shall be cleaning this device anyway after this demonstration. So I've written down my seed phrases. I'm going to click on verify. And then what it does, it shows me this. Right? Let me just turn that around. A little bit awkward there. Right? So, I don't know if you can see that clearly. So in the top boxes, what I got to do is I got to put the mnemonic in the right order, drag and drop. So let me just take a moment to do that. It's not drag and drop. You just click on the letter and it moves up to the next empty box. Click on confirm. Backup successful. And here we go. Now there you can see BTC Crypto Rich. There's an address number and I can add accounts if I want to. So this allows you to create many, many accounts for different people. So I can have an account for myself. Another account for myself, account for my wife, account for my son, account for my daughter, account for a cousin, aunt, uncle, anybody I want. And it also allows me to import via a private key. So Bitcoin, BCH, ETH, and ERC20 tokens. Now, this is why I need an SD card, because with the SD card, what I can do is I can upgrade to the latest firmware. And I'll show you how to do that now. If you click on the affiliate link in the description below and you order before April the 14th and you put in the code free shipping when you order, then you get one of these free included in the price, right? Now you can, of course, go straight to elipal.com and not use my affiliate code. That's entirely up to you, but it does help me out if you do. And you can, of course, use your own SD card if you have it. And what you do with the SD card is you go to the website and you download the firmware for the upgrade. The firmware upgrades onto the SD card and then that gets inserted into the Elipal wallet, and I'm going to do that now. I have formatted my Elipal wallet, a hardware wallet, and it's a little bit finicky setting it all up, but on the website there's a really great knowledge database which tells you all sorts of how to do all sorts of things that you need to do to get the Elipal working, getting it started, sending and receiving the basic features of the app. So that's all done. It's up. I've installed the firmware in here. I had to open it up from here, put it in, took a couple of minutes to upload. And once that's done, I've got a QR code, which I'm now going to use to sync to the app on my wallet. Sorry, my phone. So connect to cold wallet. Click on connect to cold wallet again. Allow. There you go. So there you go. Now what I got to do is I got to put these two together. Now this is what makes the Elipal wallet so safe and secure, because what it does, it doesn't use Wi-Fi. It doesn't use mobile phone signals. It uses light. Let me just set this up. Okay, scan failed, do it, try again. Right now, the Elipal wallet and the mobile phone have one flaw, and that flaw is me, because I am not particularly techie. That's now done. I have synced them. Now, if the QR code doesn't work, you can also import private keys. You can also import by mnemonics. So, you know, if, for example, I wanted to import my Exodus wallet or my Jax wallet or another wallet that uses a 12-seed phrase, I can do that through the mnemonic phrase. And then you can see that on the latest version of the firmware, these are the coins that are already installed. And I can press on complete. And actually, one thing, the new firmware has EOS as well in it, which is the latest upgrade. But to get that, I need to register with EOS. And I'm not going to do that in this video. It tells you how to do that. What you would do is I would put in the details for my EOS account. I have EOS on another wallet. I'd put that in here if I wanted to import my EOS wallet, or to set up a new EOS wallet. Okay, let's go. Now let's have a look. Now, one of the things about this is that it allows us to add any ERC20 tokens, which I like very, very much. It also has an option where I can add different accounts, and I don't have any. And then to send or receive, let's say if I want to send any Bitcoin, there you go, I would do that. And then at the bottom is the receive instruction. I can get a QR code, or I can copy the account address. And then I can also, that's to receive. And then to send, given that I've not put any money in it, and I'm not going to put any money in it, this is how I would do it. And then I can select whether I want it to go, how much fee I wanted to pay. So that would determine how quickly it goes. All right. So that is the Elipal wallet. What do I think about it? I like the QR code, that way of sending information. That this is essentially an air-gapped wallet, because it's never connected to the internet or to a mobile device. Right. It's always. This is the one I was using. It's always. Backed up, right? So, not always backed up, wasn't concentrating there. So it's always offline, it's air gapped. You can't get anything into it. Now there is a risk with this, right? Which is that this is a new device. It hasn't stood the test of time the way that Ledger, Trezor and KeepKey have. The other thing about it is the software is closed source, but then a lot of security applications have closed source software like LastPass, and then which is a password manager. Then there are open source password managers, so it really is up to you. And one other thing is that I wasn't able to find out about the security feature inside, you know, how secure that is, whether this can be hacked or not, whether it's an EAL code. If anybody does know from the Elipal team, please let me know and put it in the comment below. But if you have any concerns about that, then about the hardware being hacked, like if somebody got physical hold of my wallet, then what they might be able to do is hack into it and access the funds. But of course, they would need the wallet device. Now, what you can do is to prevent that is you can, one, don't lose your wallet, but also you can wipe it every time. So there's nothing on this at all. So the device is always empty. And the only time that you ever use it is you put in the 12-seed phrase to reconnect it and back onto the blockchain. And then all your assets will be there. Now, that's my comments on the Elipal wallet. I'm going to be using it. Let me know what you think, and whether you're going to be getting one or not. You're welcome to use the code in the description below. It helps me out. You don't have to. You can go to elipal.com, and whatever you do, if you want to store your cryptocurrencies, especially if you've got large amounts, but anything could be a large amount, because one Bitcoin, who knows how many hundreds of thousands of dollars that's going to be worth in a few years' time. Keep your crypto on a hardware wallet. keep your crypto on a hardware wallet. Now I'm going to say that again. Keep your crypto on a hardware wallet. And by that, I mean keep your crypto on a hardware wallet. Otherwise, between now and when I see you next, this is Crypto Rich. Please keep filling your pockets with crypto profits. All the best. Bye-bye.